indaba yokuthi ubani une ownership kule umhlaba yabona, like mina ngazalelwa ngakhulela eGwebu ngaba nendlu lapho. So mina mangihlala kule ndlu, if ngithatha umqashi or iloja or umuntu wenze irent, ngithi ungahlala kule home ungangeni sitting room, ungangeni kuphi, usebenzisa i-dining room wena. So kube ne agreement leyo, but umqashi lo this iloja or i-tenant ajika athi hayi mina sengithatha le ndlu, sengifuna ukuthi wena usuke kule ndlu le uyohlala somewhere, sekuba ne-problem leyo ukuthi umnikazi wendlu angeke ashiye umuzi wakhe, indlu yakhe. But lo umqashi lo sekazibonana ma-right to the extent ukuthi lo mqashi unabantu bamsupportayo, abantu banemali, abantu bana amandla ufana nabo-America, ufana nabo-Britain. Because mina mangibhekile le cala leli, sengithola ukuthi i-Britain yiyo ikhoze ukuthi ama-Jews lawa, not ukuthi ama-Jews abekho-right, no, bakhoze ukuthi ama-Jews laba bathi umhlaba lo owethu. Kune-statement bayikhuluma before 1947, bathi the land without people, for the people without land.
Kuyini okungaphathisa kuyiwa phambili?
I-solution iqala lapho ukuthi i-UN iplay i-role ye-mediator. Bahlalisa abantu phansi bakhulume nabo ukuthi okay, sibe ne-agreement past years, asilandele le-agreement. Then sibone ukuthi abantu base-Palestine, e-Palestine, kunenkinga le-Hamas. Idilwa kanjani ukuthi bangalokhu every time baba isikhalo bangene ku-Israel, yabona? So masicaleni lapho ukuthi i-two-state solution leyo, even if it's not 100% kubo abantu base-Palestine, asicaleni lapho kube ne-peace, kukhulume lapho. Then ama-rights ukuthi ubani une-right leyo nayo le-right, kuzokhuluma later. But khona manje every day abantwana bayashona, abantwana bayababulala. So angeke sichubeke kanjalo.